School nurses in Arkansas are being supplied with a medication that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more on Tuesday's announcement.
Among 30 recommendations from the Arkansas School Safety Commission was that each school nurse get training on how to administer the antidote naloxone. Governor Asa Hutchinson, who previously served as administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration under President George W. Bush, said it's a change in thinking.
This is a technique with naloxone kits that would not have been considered in the 80s and even in the 90s and probably even in the 2000s. Things have changed. One, because we recognize how opioid abuse has overtaken so many young people, either through overprescribing or their own abuse, but the priority has to be in saving lives first and then changing behavior.
He noted that a recent survey ranked Arkansas as having the highest percentage of high school students nationwide who had taken pain medication without a prescription. State Drug Director Kirk Lane praised equipping schools with naloxone.
It enables life. It enables somebody to breathe during an opioid overdose. And if people are alive and if people are in need of help, it enables a chance of a second chance of recovery. And that's so important.
But State Representative Julie Mayberry noted after the ceremony that not every school has a nurse, so not all students will have someone who can administer naloxone.
We want to make sure that every school has equal access to this. And the way to do that is to make sure we have a school nurse on every campus.
The Republican, who represents parts of Saline and Pulaski counties, has unsuccessfully pushed bills in recent years that would require each school to have a nurse. Mayberry says the funding is there.
We allocate a certain amount that legislatively, we say this is what's needed to fund for school nurses. The school districts, we use that money in other ways, and the priority does not seem to be school nurses. And so my point always has been, if you don't feel well, you can't perform well in school. School nurses are vital to our kids' education.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.